to the programme. 23 minutes to the hour is the time, and I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Sliinua Careers. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now, we're dealing with an email from LC this evening. Hi, Sabina. I am actively looking for a new job and see that LinkedIn seems to be used by a lot of professionals. Should I create a profile and how should I use it? Many thanks. And as I say, that's from LC.
Okay, yes, I suppose the first thing is an awful lot of professionals are using LinkedIn now, and it is a place to be. I suppose it's what I might call in a very loose way the sort of the Facebook for professionals. And it is very much a professional networking site. So you need to keep that in mind when he does, or she, I don't know whether LC is a man or a woman, whether they set up their, when they set up their own profile, that they should immediately consider this as almost like your online CV or resume, and approach it in a very, very professional way.
What exactly goes into it?
Well, I suppose...
And in other words, what information?
Yeah, it's very similar to the type of information that you would see on your CV. But there is an opportunity, for example, to include a profile picture. And obviously, that's the one that you want that shows you, you know, in your suit or whatever, in a working environment, you know, smiling and that kind of thing. Not your Saturday night out kind of look. And you get the opportunity to put in a headline and a summary piece about yourself. So the headline might be, data analyst specialist or something like that, with, you know, excellent skills in, I don't know, systems development, something like that. It would be very short, but you're trying to hit, we'll say that's your specialism, that you're trying to hit keywords, that if somebody was looking for somebody with those skills, that they would find you in a search. So it's almost like, you know, the way people look at websites, and if I go into Google and key in a few words, that automatically I'll start to find those people that match those words effectively. And then in the summary piece, it's almost like you would have at the top, or like we include at the top of our client CVs, is almost like that personal statement or personal profile piece. You know, a kind of a pithy paragraph that summarizes very effectively who you are and what you do, your experience to date, and to a certain extent what you're looking for. Now, this person is saying that they're actively looking for a job, but they're not saying necessarily whether that actively looking is public or private, you know, whether people within the company know that they're looking or whether they're maybe unemployed at the moment. So some people may be, and I have seen it on LinkedIn, may be in a position to say, now looking for an opportunity in whatever it is. But there are other people that are currently in a job or in work that may not be free to say that on their LinkedIn profile.
And from your own experience, does it work? Would your clients come back with feedback to you and say, this is really why I'm in this particular job now, because I had a LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, I have come across several people that have been found on LinkedIn and maybe invited to apply, or maybe almost even headhunted, through their LinkedIn profile, because maybe they had the right degree that company was looking for with specialist expertise in that area. But definitely I am aware of people that have been found on LinkedIn for professional work opportunities that have worked out very well. Also, it can be a good place for people who are in the consultancy game to, secure, with a short-term contract, short-term work, that kind of thing. It can be very useful for them also.
So could it be used, to cut across you, Sabina, but could you have, for example, a recruitment agency just, going online and suddenly coming across this particular LinkedIn profile and contacting the individual, inviting that person to apply for a position because they see from the profile that person has the exact skills that they're looking for, and perhaps having interviewed 4 or 5 people, they realise that that's not what they're looking for, or those people haven't quite the skills that are required for this particular position?
Yeah, absolutely. That is very, very likely. And maybe the job may have been advertised on certain websites or certain places that individual may just not have picked up on, you know, that they weren't, maybe they were, because sometimes people maybe don't realise that they might be looking for a job until somebody approaches them in that way. So they may not have been actively looking. But, you know, if somebody comes knocking on the door and says, you know, there's an opportunity in this company, we really think that your profile fits it very well. Sometimes they might even just lead that to, how about maybe an informal meeting?
Yes,
you know,
of course.
So we might sit down and see if this is something that you'd be interested in. And I might send a message back to them, or our listener might send back a message saying, you know, that would be terrific. Or another individual might say, well, I'm actually not looking for a position now, but, you know, thank you for the, you know, for thinking of me. And, you know, so if my circumstances change, I'll be back in touch with you, but it's great to connect with you now, or something like that. You know, so that you keep the connection still and don't maybe close it off for maybe another time in 6 or 8 or 18 months time, where your circumstances may have changed, or maybe you're ready to move on at that point.
So this can be of great benefit to an individual who might be relatively happy or happy in their current employment, and suddenly mm-hmm. this opportunity arises completely out of the blue. They weren't anticipating applying for mm-hmm. any other job. They were, as I say, happy in their current position. And mm-hmm. then out of the blue, they might find a situation that, well, here's another opportunity for me. Hadn't been thinking about that, but gosh, this yeah. might be what I've been looking for all my life.
Well, it could easily be. And I mean, you know, I suppose one of the most important things there is that, you know, it's very good for any individual, whether they're, you know, actively looking like this person, or whether, you know, somebody's happy enough in their job, but to use the LinkedIn presence well, you know, and to be, you know, quite active on it. And there's loads of opportunities. Very, very similar, a lot of it, to be honest with you, in operation, like a Facebook profile. It's not all about the Saturday nights out. It's more about the Monday that you went to, we'll say, the Spirit of Entrepreneurship event that happened in GMIT this week. And you might
yes.
say, oh, really inspiring speakers there on innovation. And, you know, you might actually use the opportunity to link in with those people that you saw speak at that event. And it's good to be active, and it's all about you know, keeping informed and keeping up to date and in contact with the, I suppose, the relevant and the movers and shakers in your own industry, and also your own peers. You know, it could be people that you, graduates that you went to college with. You know, you all might be in the accountancy game and some of them are up in Dublin and some of them are down in Kerry or Cork or whatever. And even connecting through that network that you had, you know, a common ground, and that you all did the same course together, for example.
And just one final question, and really I suppose mm-hmm. this is just clarification, Sabina. You used the phrase there, be active on it. I presume what you mean by that is that if you have a LinkedIn profile, you need to be regularly updating it.
Yes, yeah, don't let it sit and get stale. You know, and you can download the app on your phone and, you know, even kind of share posts and things like that. You don't need to be coming up with original content yourself all the time. You know, sharing things, liking people's advancements and stories, because people would often put up, you know, that they got a promotion or something, and you might be able to send them a message and say, oh, well done, delighted for you, and they're lucky to have you, or whatever. And just even small touches like that. So as I say, you don't have to be coming up with big original ideas or anything much yourself. It's nice to have some of that content, but it can be a mix. It can be a mix.
Very good. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, career coach with Schlienua Careers. As always, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday evening in or about the same time.